Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Thursday, and it is a great day. Oh, yes, it's a great day to be alive. God is good and worthy to be praised. I'm excited about today's program. But, you know, I want to play a little bit of that. That's Julius Petty, Believe. Amen. Praise God.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, because yeah.
If you believe it, then you can achieve it. If you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
Right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have
hold
it.
Don't
worry about a thing or nobody.
Nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but I.
My friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
And if you fall, don't worry about it. You can dust yourself off.
'Cause some people don't make it on their first try.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for mercy and grace. We thank you for hope and faith, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that with you we know that we can do all things, for certainly we have heard and we have read that with you nothing is impossible. Lord, we thank you for the good works that you have already ordained for us to do, God. And we, Father God, even on this National Day of Prayer, Lord, come to you, Lord, seeking your face, saying, Lord, shine your face down on this land. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. So, Lord, we pray for the land. We pray for the nation on today, God. And we just ask, Father God, that you let your will be done. We pray for every politician on today, for the president of this United States of America, for every American, God. And for every resident of this great country, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you deal with racism, Lord. Deal with discrimination of any kind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let justice be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless each and every person that will come to be a part of this program on today, God. Every woman, Lord, and every man, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. Oh, we have to tell you that we love you today. And we thank you for the work that you have done in our lives, God. We thank you for hope. We thank you for faith. We thank you for courage. We thank you for boldness. We thank you for wisdom, God. We thank you, Lord, that with you, with Christ, we can do all things. So, Lord, we give this time to you, God. I pray for everyone who's sick in their body. I pray healing right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone who's sick in their mind. I call clarity to every brain cell. I call healing to every cell that is in the body that has been called sick, to every platelet, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that only you can heal. You said by your stripes we are healed. So I come against addiction right now, God. Oh, Lord, even, Father God, begin to clear up the frustration in the mind of that addict, God, that makes them feel like they have to pick up the drugs and pick up the alcohol. Father God, deliver and set free. And, Father God, we lift this prayer up to you that you will have your way even during this time that we are here on Block Talk Radio. And it's in the precious name of Jesus. I pray for every mother, every father, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you to be enlightened, and all who are gathered here on today to come to Power in the Word. Thank you so much for coming. It's an exciting time to be alive. It's a good day to be alive. And you know that that depends on how you look at things. Amen. Some people look at the glass as half empty, but I like to look at the glass as half full. Call me crazy, call me what you like, but you know what? If I spend too much time focusing on the negative aspects of life, I find myself right there, seeped in negativity. And I tell you, my God, it's too good for me to dwell in the land of negativity. So I'm calling you up and I'm calling you out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. This is Pastor Rebecca, and as you know, Thursday we like to deal on issues that are relevant to women. And today I asked the Lord what I could talk about. Just today he dropped this into my spirit, and I'm going to be sharing with you in a few moments 7 steps to overcoming frustration. Because with the economy being what it is, a lot of people are having their homes foreclosed on. There's a high crime rate in our urban neighborhoods. There's a high drug addiction rate in our suburban neighborhoods. There's a high poverty rate. Going across the country. There's a whole bunch of nonsense going on in the church. Amen. There's a whole bunch of reasons that we have that we could easily be frustrated. Credit card bills are through the roof, and people are feeling frustrated, and we have to know that that is not a state of mind that God will want us to be in. So today I'm going to give you quickly 7 steps to overcoming frustration, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for anyone who wants to call in and add to the conversation in any way. Amen. So I want to let you know that was Julius Petty. The song that I was playing was Believe. And see, we have to know that faith really is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and we have to believe. You have to, in order to go anywhere or to change anything in your life, you will have to believe that you can go to those places, and that you can do those things, and that you can be those things that you aspire to go, be, and do. So we have to know that if we don't believe, we're not going to be able to achieve anything. So it's important that we do believe that we can have life and have that life more abundantly. So that was Julius Petty. It's a brand new album, CD. I'm telling my age. It's a brand new CD. It was released in March. It's myspace.com/Julius Petty, P-E-T-T-Y. And it's an awesome, awesome CD. The whole CD is good. Also, I've been privileged to be invited to be on the panel. We have Dr. Dennis. Let me get his name right because I don't want to mess up this man's name. We have Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, Dennis P. Kimbrough. And he's coming to Newark, New Jersey. And I have been invited to be on a panel on that day where he will be speaking. He'll be speaking on wealth. He will be speaking on developing wealth. Amen. And I've been invited to be on the panel. You know that I am a life success coach. But first and foremost, I am a pastor. My primary objective is to preach the gospel. But then once you have that gospel preached to you, you need to learn how to have that abundant life. So I do it all. Amen. Because we can do all things through Christ. But I never separate unless I'm required to. I don't separate who I am from what I do. I cannot do it. So I'm on the panel as a pastor because that's what I am. That's what I do. Amen. But it's the 2008 Wealth Strategy Symposium, and it's Dr. Dennis P. Kimbrough. You know he is the author of What Makes the Great Great, Strategies for the Extraordinary, and he's also the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So it's going to be a privilege. I'll be having lunch with him on Saturday down at Essex County College. This is a free seminar. If you're in the Newark, if you're in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area, you want to come over and be a part of this because it's free and it is going to be a blessing. It's from 10 o'clock a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. This is going to be a day of empowerment, and they have some great speakers there. For more information, you can call 973-877-3219. But I'm excited. Amen. God will open doors for you. He will open doors that no man can close. And I got the call this morning, so you have to always be ready. That's another thing that I want to say. Always be prepared. Be prepared. If you're a speaker and you want speaking opportunities, then be prepared for when the phone rings, even at the last minute, so that you'll be able to step in and take that speaking opportunity. Amen. So we have to always be ready to take advantage of every single opportunity that is presented to us. Okay. So I'm looking forward to that. And also we have, we're going to go into the seven steps for overcoming frustration, and then I want to open up the phone lines. And To Be Enlightened says, yes, if you stay ready, you won't have to get ready. And that's an awesome saying. If you're having problems getting into the chat room, you can call in to listen. The number is 646-652-4832, because I see someone keeps bouncing in and out. You may be having technical difficulties, but you can call in and listen, and then I'll put you on the phone line once I go through these seven steps. Why I wanted to talk about frustration today is because frustration is one of the things that will stop you from fulfilling your purpose. Frustration will stop you from fulfilling your purpose. Frustration is the feeling that things are not working out, no matter what you're doing. It just doesn't seem to be working out the way that you have thought that it will work out, or the way that you expect it to work out. Frustration comes to make you quit. Frustration, I believe, is the brother or the sister of fear. And these two elements are the emotional elements. They come to make you quit. They come to make you feel like quitting. And I know that you know that if you feel like quitting, eventually you will quit. You will give up. Frustration also comes to make you exhibit behavior that is not consistent with your greatness. Frustration comes to make you exhibit behavior that is not consistent with your greatness, because you know that you are great. You know that you were born to win. You know that you are walking in the abundant life. For those of you in the kingdom of God, you know that you are a royal priesthood. You know that you are ambassadors for Christ. You know that you have a requirement. There's a righteous requirement for life over your head as a Christian. That's why God tells us not to become angry. And in our anger, do not sin, because when we are angry, the reaction from that emotion does not bring about the righteous life that God requires. You know, when we're angry, we might curse, we might throw something, we might hit somebody, we might just do crazy stuff just from the sheer emotion of being angry. And anger is an element of that comes from frustration, okay? So I want to talk about overcoming frustration, because frustration is not abundance. Jesus said that he came so that we might have life and have that life more abundantly, have that life to the fullness. Being frustrated is not walking in the fullness of the abundance of life that Jesus Christ came for us to have. So we have to realize that that is not from God. Frustration is not from God. It's a spirit, and it comes from the evil one. So very quickly, I'm going to run through these 7 steps for overcoming frustration. Why do I care? Because God had to minister to me on this very thing yesterday. Only yesterday, I dealt with frustration. And it started last Friday when my husband and I preached a funeral for a 15-year-old boy who was killed in a high-speed car chase in Newark, New Jersey, which is 20 minutes from where I live. So I was frustrated because I felt like I should have been able to do something more. And, you know, your hands are tied. You can't be the savior. We can't save the world, but we can save one person at a time by preaching the gospel. Amen. So I was frustrated, and then meeting a lot of Christians and seeing the inconsistency in the lives of the representation, the way that they represent Christ, frustrates me. So this was what I was dealing with on yesterday, and God had to come and comfort me, so now I'm going to comfort you with how he has comforted me. The first thing, the first step to overcoming frustration, I thank God I have the victory, hallelujah, hallelujah. The first step is to change your focus. Change your focus. See, what we have to realize is that you can't focus on the problem. You must focus on the solution, because whether you're focusing on the problem or the solution, you are exerting energy, and it will benefit you more to put your energy into focusing on the solution instead of continually looking at the problem. Amen? Because if you're looking at the problem and you're not focusing on solutions, then the problem is going to continue to be a problem. So focus on the solution. So the first thing is change your focus. And the part A was don't focus on the problem, focus on the solution. Part B is the solution is in the power of God. You have to realize that with God, all things are possible, and that God is able to bring us up out of every situation, and he's able to effect change in our circumstances. The next thing that we, in that same point, the first step, the next thing that we have to realize is that the solution is in having faith in God. We have to believe that we can come up out of this thing. We have to believe that this is not, if it's a bad situation or circumstance, we have to believe that that's not God's plan for us. And if it's something outside of ourselves, like those children that I saw at the funeral or other Christians, then we have to just have faith that God's going to do whatever he needs to do in those particular areas. Some things are just out of your hands. Some things you just can't do anything about, and I'll talk about that later. And then we have to know that the solution is in the Word of God. The Bible tells us that the Word counsels those who believe in Psalm 119. I read Psalm 119. It's an awesome psalm. The next thing that you have to do, the second step, is pray without ceasing. Amen. God bless you. I thank everybody for listening. We're going through the seven steps for overcoming frustration here on Woman to Woman today, Power in the Word. And I've already talked about the first step, and I welcome everybody. Thank you all for listening. The second thing that you must do is pray without ceasing. The Bible tells us that if we pray anything according to God's will, that he hears us, and we can be confident that if he hears us, that he will give us those things, or he will respond to those things for which we are praying. See, we have to realize that God will respond to our prayer when we pray the prayer in faith. See, you can't have anything and you can't expect to receive anything from God unless you believe that God can and will change your circumstances or step in and give you the wisdom that you need to begin to effect change in your circumstances. So you have to pray, pray, amen. Prayer is simply communicating with God. God, this is the problem. This is what I'm dealing with, God. I need you to give me, either step in and fix this thing, or I need you to tell me how to have peace in the middle of this situation or in the middle of these circumstances. The third thing that you have to do, the seven steps to overcoming frustration, you have to refuse to give in to the temptation to indulge in negative behaviors of the past that you have already been delivered from or that you are on your way to be delivered from. In other words, if you have so many circumstances in your life and everything's negative and you've gotten so frustrated and you've been delivered from alcohol and drugs, it is not time to reach for a drink or to roll some marijuana cigarettes. You know, we have to realize that that is the objective of the enemy, to get us so frustrated that we fall into negative behaviors of the past, the way that we used to deal with stuff. And we're no longer dealing with things that way, but all of a sudden it's become so overwhelming that now we feel like this is an immediate gratification for really a temporary situation. Because everything must change. Your situation is not permanent. So don't take drastic measures. And you know, I'm passionate about this, okay, amen? Don't take drastic measures for something that can be resolved in other ways. So don't go back. We're moving forward. So we don't want to go back into old behaviors. We want to move forward. Amen. Amen. So refuse to give in. And I say this point because the reason I was frustrated because I realized that there are some people that I know who have fallen back into old behaviors. And again, my heart was breaking because I'm like, God, our God is bigger than that. Our God can keep us from addiction. Our God can resolve our problems. Alcohol, drugs, food, and sex are not our gods. We don't have to go back to trying to feel gratification because we have a sense of frustration. So don't refuse. You have to refuse to give in to the temptation to indulge in the negative behaviors of the past. Number four, ask yourself these questions. And I have two questions that I need you to ask yourself. I pray that you at least are taking notes because this is crucial. This stuff, it helps me to get over and to have victory in my life. It's going to help somebody out there today. Amen. The first question that you want to ask yourself, what can I do to change the circumstances that are causing me frustration? What can I do to change the circumstances that are causing me frustration. Because you have more power in the middle of your circumstances than you believe you have. You actually don't know the power that you possess, especially if you're already in frustration. And that's where I was. I told you I was frustrated yesterday, and I had to ask myself, what can I do to change the circumstances that are causing me frustration? And with that comes a reality that there are some things that you cannot change. The Serenity Prayer says what? Lord, help me. Help me to... I can't remember that prayer, but there's a prayer. It's a Serenity Prayer, and it talks about the wisdom. It talks about the courage to change the things I can, the ability to accept the things that I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. Not exactly in that order, but they use that for sobriety. They use it in the 10 Steps program, the Serenity Prayer. Lord, give me the ability to change the things that I cannot. Give me the ability, Lord, to accept the things that I cannot change. To change the courage, to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So ask yourself that question, what can I do? And then accept the things that you cannot change and have courage to change the things that you can. The second question I want you to ask yourself, what can I do differently? Here we're asking ourselves, what can I change? Can I change my behaviors? Can I change my attitude? Can I change my habits? In other words, am I contributing to my own frustration? What I do when I get really frustrated is I go for the refrigerator, I go for the junk food. This is what I used to do, amen, because I'm calling that thing a thing of my past. That's a negative behavior from my past that I would eat myself into emotional oblivion. And there's no such thing, because really what I was doing was making myself sick. So I find myself wanting to eat. So I had to ask myself these questions. And the second question really was a reality check for me, because I needed to change the way that I was responding to the frustrating circumstances. I needed to change my behavior, and I need to change my attitude, and I need to change my habits. Amen. The third thing that you want to do, the third thing that you want to ask, I said two that you ask yourself, but there's a third thing that I want you to ask. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. God says, if any man lacks wisdom, he can ask me and I'll give it to him. But when he receives it, he has to believe that he receives it, because anyone who doesn't is a double-minded man, and that man is unstable in all of his ways and cannot expect to receive anything from God. Ask God for wisdom and then believe that you received that wisdom and move out with that. That's number five. Step number five, go ahead and do what you know you can do. Once you've asked yourself these questions, once you've asked God for wisdom, then it's time for you to go ahead and do something. Do what you know that you can do. For me, I had to stop eating the junk food. I had to get on the glider. Exercise clears my mind. It makes me think better. I had to change my focus. Stop focusing on the negatives and begin to focus on the positive. Number six, speak the word of God over your circumstances. Find some scripture for your circumstances. Go to a concordance. Look up frustration. Look up fear. And begin to speak God's word over your circumstances. If you're having problems in your marriage, speak some marriage scriptures. If you're sick in your body, speak some healing scriptures. Whatever it is that you need from God, it can be found in his word. And in my book, I have some affirmations. I say speak words of positivity. Begin to affirm in yourself what you will and will not do. And some people are turned off by affirmations, but I call it positive self-talk. Like this, affirmation number 32 in my book. I will not let the tough times in life get me down. I will hold my head up and keep my focus as I continue on to success. So those are the type of affirmations that I have in Pump Up the Power, along with the 43 principles for success. Then number seven, don't give up. That's the last one. That's the most important one. Don't quit. Don't you dare quit. No matter how frustrated you find yourself being, go ahead and move through these steps and always come to this last one. Don't give up. My favorite scripture is in the book of Luke, chapter 13, 32, and it's when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was going to fulfill his purpose. He was going to the cross, and they came to him, and they said, Herod is coming, and he's coming to kill you. And Jesus said, you tell that fox that I'm going to do what I have to do. Today and tomorrow, I'm going to heal some people, I'm going to deliver some people, and on the third day, I'll meet my goal. He said, but nonetheless, I must keep going today and tomorrow, for surely a prophet cannot die outside of Jerusalem. And I'm paraphrasing because that's something that I have in my heart, that you can't quit. We have to have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ is a mind that will not quit until that you have fulfilled your purpose. You can't quit. It's not over until it's over. So you can't let frustration get you down. You can't let frustration make you quit. You can't let frustration make you fall back into old habits. So those are my seven steps that the Lord gave me to give you, because they helped me yesterday. And I just thought that I would comfort you with the same comfort that I have been comforted. Amen. Praise God. So I wanted to share that with you, and I'm opening up the phone lines. I want you to just call me. Call me. The phone lines are open. The number is 21. That's not my number. That's one of our callers. I won't dare give out your number. I'm going to put you on the air. The number is 646-652-4832. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I've just shared with you seven steps for overcoming frustration. They're not from my book. I wrote a book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, that you saw when you came into the radio station. And that book is a powerful book. It's only 130 pages. It's 43 principles for success in every area of your life. Every principle has affirmations, and every principle has PowerPoints where you can just pull out those power principles and say, yeah, now I'm equipped, I can go. And they're quick reading. You can read one principle in 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, and you will be equipped. Along with your Bible, it is not a substitute for your Bible. This is just practical application of God's word. It doesn't have a whole bunch of scripture. It's just my heart to your heart to say, look, this is what helps me, and I'm going to just put it in the book and let it help you. And the reason I wrote it like this is because everybody is not into I wanted to go into the halfway houses. I want to go into the high schools. I want to go into drug rehab centers. And you can talk about God, but you can't do a lot of talking about Jesus. So I had to write a book that I could help them with that would also equip them for success. And in this book, I also have my testimony at the very back of the book, which leads people to Jesus, because really, we know that we need the Lord. We need to be born again, amen, in order to have total victory in life, amen. Praise God. So the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. I want to thank all of you who are in the chat room to be enlightened. God bless you. Miss Quiet Storm, God bless you. Welcome. Also, I see In the Arms of God, my God, nice to meet you here today. God bless you. Glorious One and Jay Strickland, God bless you all, and feel free to call in just to talk about how you're getting the victory in your life, and maybe you can add something to what I have said so that somebody who listens can be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to be frustrated. You have to make up your mind. I tell people all of the time that there's power in the made-up mind. You have to make up your mind that you're not going to be defeated by the circumstances of life. You know, we have bills on our counters. You know, most people have bills. You come in from the mailbox, you have bills. All that you can do is throw those bills on the counter and know that, you know, God's going to make a way somehow for you to pay those bills. But the devil will come and try to tell you to be frustrated. The devil wants you to be frustrated so that you can do something crazy. You know, like there might be redeemed drug dealers who are listening who say, you know what, I know how to make some money. But that's not the way. That's not the way. That's not what God will have you to do. God wants you to do things the right way. You know, we have victory. We really do, as people of God. And people don't know, this is the full gospel. The full gospel, it also includes the fact that we are supposed to have life more abundantly here on earth. And it's not necessarily how much money we have, but knowing that our basic needs are going to be met. That's a word for somebody out there today. That your basic needs are going to be met. God's never going to forsake you. He tells us that he's never going to leave us and he's never going to forsake us. So your basic needs will be met. The devil is a liar. If he's making you think that the state of the economy is your personal condition financially, God has everything. Everything belongs to him. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. He tells us in Matthew 6 that if we seek first the kingdom of God, everything else will be added unto us. And the verses that come previous to that verse include a roof over your head, food in your stomach, food in your cupboard, clothes on your back. God says that he's going to provide those things for you, and he also tells us not to worry. Amen. Praise God. Area code 212, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word. God bless you. I guess you're just listening. Area code 212, did you want to be on the air?
No, I do not, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Amen. I pray that you're being blessed.
Yes, I joined a little late. This is Prophetess Singletary, but I'm listening in now.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Praise God. And I don't know if you heard, but we are, Pastor and I, and Prophetess Singletary is with us over at New Creation Christian Ministries. I can say that she is one of our members, and she's a part of our leadership over at the church. And she's checking in on her pastor and listening to support. Amen. Praise God. But this one, she's a wonderful woman of God, and she's also going to be, we have a ladies' night at our church, and Prophetess Singletary is a dynamic preacher, my God, and she's going to be preaching over at our church in June, so look forward to hear more about that. Also, Prophetess Singletary, and for all who have tuned in late, Pastor Anthony and I have been invited to be a part of the 2008 Wealth Strategy Symposium with Dr. Dennis P. Kimbrough down in Newark at Essex County College. That's on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So for all who can attend, we invite you to come out and be a part of that. And it is free. It is free to come. And it's going to be a blessing. We have to know that God has given us the ability to get wealth. Amen. He tells us in his word that he has given us the ability to get wealth. So we have to be sure that we, again, are living the whole gospel. We have to live the whole gospel, which means that we need to be saved. We need to be delivered and set free. We need to be holy. And we need to be having life and having that life more abundantly. Amen. So I just want to encourage all of you who are in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area to come out and be a part of that. It is free. And this man is awesome. I have never heard him speak. I can't say he's awesome. Amen. I have never heard him speak, but I have heard. I have heard that he is awesome. And I'm laughing because I told the church last night at Bible study that I will not lay hands quickly anymore on anybody to endorse anyone unless I know personally that they are what I'm going to say they are. Amen. So I don't know him personally, but I have heard that Dr. Kimbrough is awesome. I've heard he's an awesome speaker. Amen. So praise God. The phone lines are open. We have 21 more minutes. Today is National Day of Prayer. If you want prayer, you can even call in and I will pray with you. Amen. The number is 646-652-4832. The phone lines are open. Now, I have just gone over 7 steps for overcoming frustration. Amen. And I know that somebody out there has something to add. So the phone lines are open. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the thing. Again, I went through them really quickly. And you can go back and listen to the archive. It's something that you need to be equipped with for victory in this life that we're living, because every day we're going to come up against obstacles. And again, when you come up against obstacles, you have to be aware of the fact that they're either going to build you up or bring you down. And you have to know that you are an overcomer. You're not going down just because of the circumstances in your life. Now, I see that there is some activity in the chat room. Everybody's being quiet today. Amen. But there's some activity in the chat room. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. I have hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This has made, God bless you. Yes, in the army, in the arms of God. And I love your screen name. In the arms of God said that this has made her day to listen to this particular teaching from me. And God bless you. God bless you. I'm so glad that God led you here today, because it's a time when the whole world is in frustration. There's so much going on. You look in the news. I mean, you look at what's going on with candidate for president, presidential hopeful Obama, and his pastor. And you look at what's going on in New York with the Sean Bell case. You look at what's going on with the Mormon community that they just burst into and took all of those girls out of. You look at everything that's going on, even when you look at the headlines of your newspaper, you wonder what in the world is happening in our nation. When you have even radio shows, I snuck in and I listened to a radio show yesterday on the value of a woman. And since this is Woman to Woman, I'm going to bring this out. When you have radio shows talking about the value of a woman being, when you talk about the value of a woman being deteriorated, the fact that they think that the value, there are people that think that the value of a woman has decreased. You know the devil is a liar, because the thing about it is, we can't, first and foremost, we can't determine someone's value. I'm not in a position. God has already determined our value when he said, let us create man in our own image. So, women of God, I want to talk to the women for a minute. Don't you dare let anybody tell you that your value is low. The devil is a liar. Your value is not low. You are created in the image of God, which means that you are worthy of honor and respect. And no person, no situation, no circumstance can take away from your value. I tell people all of the time, the people in your life don't have the power to validate you, nor do they have the authority to invalidate you. Amen. So you it's important that you, as a woman of God, know who you are. You have to know who you are in Christ. In Christ, you're a new creation. Again, you're created in the image of God, worthy of honor and respect. You're more precious than rubies. The Bible talks about a virtuous woman. Who can find her? That's invaluable. Even being a woman of God, it's priceless. So in your circumstances, people have been raped, molested, people have been abandoned, rejected, neglected, had the ball dropped on them. And you have to know that your circumstances, again, don't take away from who God has said that you are. I tell people all of the time, that's something that has happened to you. It does not necessarily have to validate you or invalidate you. You were a victim, and I said were, because if something happened to you, and you're in Christ now, the Bible tells you that you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen? So you have to realize that the devil's been lying, and he's always been lying, and he's going to continue to lie, but that doesn't mean that you have to believe his lies. Amen. Hallelujah. And to be enlightened says that only the individual can devalue their self-worth. Your activity, and that's what I talked about in one of the steps for getting overcoming frustration that the negative activities of your past can devalue you in your own eyes, that you will look in the mirror and think of yourself as nothing. But again, God still thinks of you as something because he created you and he loves you. So no matter what you're going through and no matter what your activity is on today, you have to realize that there is a way up and there is a way out. And you don't have to stay stuck in the muck and mire of the activities that came as a result of your circumstances, okay? So we have to know that there is hope. And if there's no hope, there is no potential for change. So we have to know that there is hope. And there's a question on the board that I don't want to ignore. Amen. There's a question on the board. I see that you're going to make me work really hard today because you're going to type in your questions and you're not going to call in. But that's okay. We're going to flow with this. There's a question in here. I saw a question earlier about what steps do you have to defuse the situation. And I don't know exactly what you meant by the situation. Was it to defuse the circumstances that were causing frustration? Let's see if I can find. What steps do you recommend to defuse the situation? Okay, here it is, to be enlightened. Pastor Rebecca, for those who are experiencing difficulties with coworkers, superiors, children, and spouses who frustrate, what steps are recommended to defuse the situation? And that's a great question, to be enlightened. What you have to realize is that frustration often stems from your dealings with other people. That's the first thing that you have to do is realize what the root cause of the frustration is. And the root cause is often stemming from other people. Even with circumstances of your past, normally it's something that somebody did or did not do, or something that somebody is or is not doing that is causing you frustration. So those seven steps, go back if you just tuned in, those seven steps still apply. And here is something that I can add. Do not react in anger, but respond in love. Do not react in anger, but respond in love, especially if it's on the job. If it's a coworker or a boss that's causing you frustration, realize that they don't possess the power. They don't hold the power. Don't give them the power to determine the pace of your day, whether you're going to have a good day or a bad day. Don't give them the power to throw you into negativity. Don't give them the power to throw you into self-defeat. So you have to realize that they don't possess the power again. And then another thing is kindness. Kindness. Kill people with kindness. Look, love covers a multitude of sins. If people are sinning against you, go ahead and kill them with kindness. We don't have to retaliate. You don't have to retaliate. Somebody's yelling at you or treating you badly or mistreating you or if they're abusing you and it's physical abuse, get out. Get out, okay? I just have to say that. But if it's something that it can't harm you physically, then don't allow it to harm you emotionally. So one thing that God showed me was in Bible study last night, my people helped me last night because I was frustrated. So I told them that they were going to minister to me as I ministered to them, and they prayed as I ministered, and it was a glorious time. We have a wonderful church. But what the Lord showed me was Psalm 37:1, which says, "The fret not because of evildoers. Fret not because of evildoers." God's going to deal with them. You don't have to worry about them. You just keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And I don't say that as to be religious or super spiritual. What I'm saying is keep your mind stayed on Jesus, what he has done for you, and what he has done for you means to you. The fact that it means that you have eternal rest with God and you have life more abundantly here on earth. And that's victory all the way around. Amen. Hallelujah. That's victory all the way around. When you start looking at things, like I talked about that glass earlier in the program, when you start looking at that glass as half full, instead of half empty. When you start looking at that marriage as on its way to being restored instead of as a bad marriage, when you start looking at that job as a transition place to your true destiny and purpose instead of being a job that you hate. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to realize that it's how we look. We have to shift our focus from what it looks like to what it really is. Because I tell our people, our church members and our church family, I like to call them family, our church family, that what it looks like is not really what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. And I do have, my God, To Be Enlightened says, let your spirit be like water, let it flow. Yeah, let it flow. Because water is sometimes still, sometimes rushes, and takes the shape and form of that which it comes into contact. So flowing is good. Flow with the word of the Lord. Know the word and flow with the word. And then this is an old thing that people often say, what would Jesus do? WWJD, what would he do? What would Jesus do? How would he respond? How would he act in the middle of that situation? So I have Miss Quiet Storm, and she had posted something. And she says, sometimes the way to diffuse the situation is to realize it's something you have no control over. Amen. And that's what we talked about in step, when I talked about the seven steps, that was one of the steps. You begin to ask yourself, what can I do about this situation? And then when you really analyze the situation, you will come into the realization that you can do nothing about it. And that's something that you just trust in the Lord and be of good courage. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up your hope. Because hope deferred, man, that makes the heart sick. Hope deferred, the Bible tells us, makes the heart sick. So we have to realize that we have to keep our hope in the middle of every circumstance. Look, if you have a husband that's acting like a fool, do like I did. Not that my husband ever acted like a fool. I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband. He is a great husband. There were times when we were not getting along and our marriage was not that great. And then during those times, I began to call my husband my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband. Because, you know, my Bible tells me that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains blessings from the Lord. So my Bible tells me that he's a blessed man. So I can't call him anything but blessed. He's my wonderful, wonderful husband. And today he is exactly my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband. So you can begin. And then what about you? What about your behavior? You know, sometimes we get real ugly and then we want to cast the blame somewhere else. So what I want to say to you is don't be frustrated to the point of being ugly in your behavior. Amen? Because that only makes matters worse. Sometimes we want to take things into our own hands, and we're going to change the situation. We're going to make our husband act right, or our wife. We're going to find another way to make money. We're going to cheat on our taxes, you know. And this is all ugly behavior when we begin to try to make things, make people act the way that we want them to act, or make money out of no money, you know. So God has given us the ability to get wealth is something else that I said. And so if your situation that's frustrating you is money, then you want to think about what's in me. This is a good one. Don't miss this. What's in me? What has God put in me? He tells me in the word that he has given me the ability to get wealth. So what's in me that I can pull on, that I can begin to capitalize on in order to get the wealth that I need to overcome this frustrating situation of not enough money? Does that make sense to you? Hallelujah. You have to know that there is something that you can do. See, the thing with frustration is it makes you feel like there's nothing that you can do, that you're just stuck, that you're stuck and things are going to always be this way and there's no way out. But again, that's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil's lying. And what we have to realize is that we do have the power to make a change. Amen. And my husband has something that he calls choice, change, and commitment. You have to make a choice that you're going to change your circumstances, that you're not going to allow your circumstances to frustrate you to the point of giving up or to the point of living a low life, because that's not what God called you to live. So you have to make a choice to live for God, because, you know, living for God will frustrate frustration. Did I say that right? Did you hear me? Living for God will frustrate frustration. If you have your mind wrapped around God and his word and his promises, if you go into the word of God and allow that word to minister to you, because we can't, as Christians, we can't do anything outside of the word of God. So when you get that word in you on a daily basis, it says that we have to meditate on his word day and night, which means that we have to have enough in us to sustain us throughout the day. And then we have to go back, you know, I go back for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, go back in certain intervals of the day and fill your tank up, amen. Fill up your spiritual tank. Just like a car with no gas, your spirit with no spiritual nutrition, your spirit with no nutrition cannot take you very far. So a lot of the times we get frustrated because we haven't been spending enough time in the presence of the Lord. That's why one of the steps was pray, because prayer will put you right into the presence of the Lord. And I guess I have an 8 step. Let's go for new beginnings. Amen. The 8th step that I'm going to give you is praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God anyhow. Amen. Praise God anyway. Yet will I praise him. Even though these circumstances are trying to frustrate me, yet will I praise the Lord. Yet will I give him the glory. Yet will I give him the honor. Yet will I give him the praise. Amen. Praise God anyway. Don't let your circumstances take your praise. I don't know about you, but when we start to praise God, we just get a supernatural visitation from the Lord, and we're filled with joy in our church. And even individually, you can put on some praise music in your house, and you can begin to worship God. Brother Reggie, right here on Block Talk Radio at 1 o'clock, he plays 2 hours of praise music, praise and worship. Right here, you can go and begin to praise the Lord. So if you feel yourself being frustrated, go ahead and praise God. And what Jesus would do is continually say, I'm not here for myself. Oh, boy, see, you're pulling stuff out of me. Because what we have to realize is it's not about us anyway. That's why we have to change our focus. We are here for God's purpose, for his preordained plan. And if we continue to stay with his program, we won't be so frustrated when things are not going according to our program. And we will continually be able to praise God anyway, knowing that whatever is happening, God says he's working it together for our good. Amen. Romans, 8:28. And I tell you, hallelujah, says that we know that in all things God works together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. And if you keep reading, I believe it's 8:37, that says that we know, look, you have to know this, we know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. We are more than conquerors. We'll overcome us. Amen. Praise God. And To Be Enlightened says, when we gave our life to Christ, it is no longer ours to do with as we please. It's not my life. That's a word right there. It is not my life. Part of the bargain, part of the deal, his life for your sins. My God, my God, and your life for his life. Amen. It was a trade. You didn't make a deal with the devil. You made a deal with the Lord, and that's the best kind of deal. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. We have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes, and it is National Day of Prayer. I want to remind you to pray. I'm doing an hour of prayer on TalkShoe. If you want to come over at 3 o'clock, it's TalkShoe.com, and you'll look for on-air programs, and you'll see Christian Women of Power. I will be doing 1 hour a prayer with the group that I have on Rise, Christian Women of Power. So you are more than free to come over, TalkShoe.com. And the number, show program is 20573, I believe. But you can look on the program to see if it's there. So pray for me. Hallelujah. It's National Day of Prayer. Pray for me as I pray for you. Amen. I'm adding all of you to my prayer list. Pray for me. Pray that the people of this nation wake up to the truth. To Be Enlightened says that we need to pray that the people of this nation wake up to the truth. Amen. We need to pray for souls to be saved. We need to pray for lives to be changed. We need to pray for victory in Jesus. Amen. For our brothers and sisters in Christ to be able to stand. And after they have done all, to stand. Amen. And I'm going to close in prayer as we go off the air. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You're worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to be together, God, in your name, Lord, to even talk about, Father God, frustration, Lord, that we, Father God, can put frustration under our feet, God, where it really belongs, knowing that it is to no good purpose that this has been sent into our lives. So, Lord, we will not respond in frustration, but we will respond in faith, in love, Lord, in power, God, knowing, God, that we, Father God, are able to overcome every obstacle that is presented in our lives. I pray for every listener. I pray for every listener. I pray for every listener right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your will be done in their lives, Father God. Pray for their circumstances, God, even that you will supernaturally step in and change their circumstances. Heal marriages, Lord. Heal bodies, Father God. Save their children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save souls. For someone who's listening today who is not saved, God, let them know that if they believe in their hearts, Father God, and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that they too can be saved, Father God, saved from their sins and saved from the ills of this society, saved from eternal damnation. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we pray for our nation right now in the name of Jesus, that you would heal our nation. You said in your word that we will humble ourselves and repent and pray, God, turning from our evil ways and seeking your face, that you would heal our nation, Lord. So we wail on the world today for our nation, God. Heal our nation, Lord. Heal this nation, God. So many ills in our society, God. We ask that you, Father God, will have mercy. Have mercy on America, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for, Father God, our government, God. We pray for our government. We touch and agree. You said, well, one or more gathered in your name, that you shall be in our midst. So we touch and agree right now, God, that you will even, Father God, work your will in our government, God. Touch lives, God. Save souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal this nation. So, Lord, until we meet again, we go down from this place, and we give you the glory. Bless each and every listener, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And I'm no longer streaming. For those of you who came back to listen to the archive, God bless you. Hallelujah. Prophetess, God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a blessing to have you on my team. My God. And for everybody who was in the chat room, God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my sister, remember my brother, that God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.